Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today is the third installment of our phobia cast.
Is that why you turned down the lights?
Cast phobias. Yeah.
I didn't turn down the lights. It was Brian. He wants
someone
to get in the
mood. Someone
might
be scared of the dark.
And for his fears.
Okay.
Yeah. And with us today is our, I did it, whatever, again.
Ladies
our.
First.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Kristen Lindsay.
Via FaceTime.
Via the internet.
Over the webs.
Also starring Brian Sunter.
And Mike Failauer as himself.
And this is Josh Price. All right, who would like to start with their fears first?
I have to think of some, so not me.
What?
I have one. I have
Ellie's
a good one. Well, I think it's
Kristen's
a good
plan.
One.
Let's go, Kristen first.
I've got a solid fear with a story attached.
All right.
So gather around, children, and I'll tell you why I'm terrified of raccoons.
Oh, boy.
No, seriously, they're nasty. So as few people know, but not many, because it's kind of embarrassing, I went to college on a musical theater scholarship, and we did a production of a play that required a live sheep when I was a student.
Required?
And yeah, it required a live sheep. And as a first year theater student that year, my job was to take care of this livestock. So I was the sheep wrangler for this production. And
that sounds like hazing.
The university that I went to was built on the side of a mountain. And the theater was sort of like, the theater school was like halfway up the mountain. But on the very top of the mountain, everyone who went to this school had really great thighs, by the way, because we all had to hike up and down this stupid mountain for all our classes. Mm. But at the top of the mountain was the botany and horticulture departments. And they agreed to let us build an enclosure for this lamb that we bought. And every day before the play started, I would walk up to the horticulture area and go into the enclosure and get the sheep, whom we named Sue, which was short for Souvlaki, and bring the sheep down to the theater. But when the show was over late at night and I had to walk it back up, it was pitch black. Like, it was totally dark and there were no lights up in the horticulture area. So I would have
Sounds
to bring
scary.
A flashlight. So here I am, you know, stupid first year college student, walking a lamb on a leash up a mountain every
as
night
you do.
After
Are you
the
kidding
show.
Me? As you do,
and
yeah.
As one does, exactly. And I would put out her feet as well at night after the show, and I would give her a treat.
In the back rub.
We kept the sheep food.
Rub.
I mean, mostly she ate hay and grass, but we kept like some. It was kind of like a kibble.
Kristen,
that would be her,
if I may,
her treat.
Kristen, would you say that you hoofed it up the hill?
I did, yes.
Okay.
As like an ungulate,
yeah.
I would hoof my way up the hill. And so I'm by myself in the pitch black with a flashlight. And after we'd done the play for quite a while, I knew where everything was. And sometimes I wouldn't turn on the flashlight because I kind of didn't need to. So I went into the shed where we kept her food. And it was without the flashlight on. And I thrust my hand out to the table where I knew the kibble was, and I shoved my hand directly into a family of raccoons that I did not realize had ripped open the feed bag and were feasting upon this sheep kibble.
Hmm.
And it was a mama raccoon and about four or five baby raccoons. And the mama raccoon was incredibly pissed that I was assaulting her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the hiss. So I reached my hand back and I turned on my flashlight and I turned on the light just in time to move out of the way of the mom raccoon that was launching herself, hissing and screaming at my face.
Ooh.
And it was the most terrifying thing I have ever, ever experienced. Raccoons, when cornered, are not friendly animals. And
no,
she was all hissing teeth and claws, and she was ready to, like, just rip my eyes out. And I was so scared, and ever since then, I cannot handle raccoons. And when I see a raccoon out in the yard or something like that, I'm like, well, I'm going back in the house and locking the door now. And I think I fully deserve the raccoonophobia that I earned on that particular jaunt up to the top of the mountain to be attacked by a family of raccoons.
This is what happens when you get hazed. It really
they're
does
very
leave
nasty.
A, yeah.
Hazing, and I was like, bye bye, sheep, you're on your own. Hope the raccoons don't kill you.
Well, she had to.
I'm
take
getting
care
out
of
here.
The
Guardians of the Galaxy though is kind of maybe making me think raccoons aren't the worst.
Hmm.
Because Rocket is so cute and nasty and cute.
So you don't dislike raccoon stuffed animals or anything like that. Just the actual raccoon being near you.
Just an actual raccoon. Like I remember once, man. I think Robert and I were somewhere and saw a raccoon. Like it was like at his house or something like that. And there was a raccoon waddling around his driveway. And I was just like, goodbye. I'm out of here. I'm leaving now.
Hmm.
I do not like raccoons. And he was like, what the hell is wrong with you? It is a kind of cute, pudgy raccoon. And I was like, nope, it would turn nasty on you in a second.
That's true. They are
and
mean.
That's why I don't like raccoons.
Does it?
I'm legit scared of raccoons.
Do you like the Beatles White Album less because?
Yeah, totally. But, you know, in French, raccoon is raton laveur, like I don't know if you've ever seen a raccoon. It washes its food. It wets its food before it eats it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
They like dip it.
It just does. And so it's like the French word for raccoon is like literally washing rodent. Rodent that washes. It's horrible. Just the idea. It's like they'll kill you and then wash their hands.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
To be clear, you're not afeard of dark sheds on mountaintops.
No, I would not be. I would be not be afraid of horticulture departments, dark sheds, walking alone at night as a stupid young teenager
but
on a university campus.
Yeah, it's not the environment has, yeah. or the condition. No, it's
all the logical
the
things that I should be terrified of.
Got it.
No, those are all cool. It's just the idea of a raccoon that would see me and smell my blood and decide to wreak vengeance for disrupting its family activities.
Well, what if you are out in the woods by yourself? Do you imagine raccoons coming after you?
I think I would probably have bigger problems if I was out in the woods by myself.
Hmm.
If you're taking a walk
out here to get your mail and like a twig snaps, do you just imagine that that's a raccoon every time?
Terrifying.
That's real phobia. Right.
Yeah.
Judges? Right.
That's also why she doesn't ever wash her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I stink, actually. Right there.
Anything else? Any other phobias you got?
No, I tried to think about it. I mean, I've got the usual, like, I'm not super keen on heights. I'm not super keen on spiders touching me. They can go about the business. You know, your usual phobias were not big ones. But I that was the only one that really kind of stood out as something that maybe was a little unusual. My fear of raccoons.
Hmm. It's kind of unusual.
Tanuki suits, hate them.
But that's the
best
suit.
But not play
suit.
Mario. No, that's not true. He does look kind of scary in that suit, though. All right, Brian, what are you scared of?
I have some pretty...
Aside from the rejection of your peers and never finding the love of a good woman.
Those aren't really phobias. Those are those are just why I cry myself to sleep every night.
Well, that's
those
yeah.
are reasons.
Like I do with raccoons every night.
I'm afraid of heights, and Robert's witnessed my fear of heights. Where we've been at the top of like a very tall, like 12-story mall in Hong Kong. And we walked to the edge and you could see straight all the way down, like all like 10 stories over there to the lobby. And I like went weak-kneed and like backed away and wouldn't go near the edge. And he's like, hey, look at this banner over here. Look how cool. And I was like, I can't.
But you're not so afraid that you couldn't do like the tree swinging stuff and stuff like that.
I would get really scared during that time. But like that, I can overcome some of my fears. Like that, the fear of heights is one that I can get myself around a lot of times. Mm. It's not paralyzing, but it certainly does raise where my heart, like it, usually the heart's down here, it's up in my throat during all
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of spiders. That's well documented.
Is it?
On Twitter, yeah.
No.
What else? Open water, which is weird because I was...
That is weird.
You know, I'm a strong swimmer, so it's not really a fear of drowning. It's a fear of not drowning. It's a fear that I wouldn't die from, like, going under the water. Like, I would exist for as long as I could while I still had strength.
So your fear is actually sort of like exposure.
Yeah, or like that I have a really active imagination, so I tend to imagine what might tug my legs.
I have the same
thing. It's more like the shark. I can't really swim in like lakes because I always imagine that that lake has some kind of
blob,
Loch Ness monster.
Might have a blob in
it. And you don't feel comfortable, like, even though you can probably swim at a decent speed, you don't feel comfortable swimming fast enough that you can beat anything else.
Right, and I don't, well, I could, I mean,
like on land, you know, you feel okay, but in the water, you're just like,
something's going to chase you, because it's like, made to swim and you're not.
You're fucked.
But it's like, I also don't want to put my face in the water because I don't want to see something, right? So it's swimming pool, I can see all of it.
Yeah.
But even like Caribbean, like clear water, it's still like,
you can
there's
see
so much
pretty
stuff.
Far, but then it gets to
and there's so much
dark.
Stuff having that's in there to see, and you there's little ledges and stuff. So no, like snorkeling, not a good time for Brian. Mm-hmm. Scuba, no. And certainly open water swimming, not something that I really want to do. And, you know, I have a couple of friends who are into the outdoor distance swimming. And, you know, I want to be into that, but it's a hard thing for me. That seems to be where if you're a master swimmer.
How do you feel about bubbles in the water?
No.
Like,
not okay.
This is kind of an aside, but Carrie, my husband, that's what gets him. He's okay in water, but if he sees bubbles, he freaks out.
And, no jacuzzi
for him. And he said that he grew up in a coastal town, and you know the kids are always in the ocean. But he said that he was worried that it would be whales casting bubble nets. you know how whales use bubbles to confuse their prey,
sure,
and like herd shrimp and stuff. So he said that if he ever saw bubbles in the ocean, he was sure that like giant whales were about to come up and eat him.
He was about to be all up in that baleen.
Oh man, he's terrified of bubbles in water.
I often confuse Carrie with photoplankton. Don't you? Yeah, it's
that's
he just looks
hunt.
A lot like.
I'm surprised to hear that he's not.
He's plankton-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's descended recently from some sort of plankton.
Yeah, it's possible.
His grandfather was a plankton.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that someone had called him a shrimp.
But
I'm sorry, sweetie.
He's right there.
Yeah, he leans in. Divorced now. Thank you, everybody.
So the open water thing, I think, is probably the most surprising, phobia that I have. And then the other one that I have that's sort of weird is that I'm not a big like germ person. Like, you know, Robert's a germaphobe, mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm pretty lax about, like, I'm pretty like laid back about germ stuff. And I think to run a merch booth at a at a show and not constantly washing the hands, you kind of have to kind of be further along the spectrum away from OCD. But I can't share dairy with people. Like, I have this thing since I was
a kid.
Wait,
you can't what?
Share dairy.
Why just dairy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like there's something about milk specifically and milky things where I like can picture it being like a culture for bacteria. And so like I can just picture your germs like almost like a petri dish, but then like an entire glass of it replicating rapidly.
But you would share a lemonade.
Like, yeah. But like milk is
no
very
milkshake?
Mucousy.
Okay.
So I can't share dairy. It's just the one thing. I mean, I also distinctly dislike melted ice cream. Like, I think that's gross. I can't eat it.
What about like a frozen yogurt?
Why would I eat frozen yogurt, Michael? Like, why waste that meal slot on a pretender?
Frozen yogurt is delicious.
Frozen yogurt is not ice cream.
It's not. It's something else. It's frozen yogurt.
Yeah, it's what people ate in the 90s when they thought that ice cream was the devil and there was some kind of replacement.
Frozen yogurt. That was what...
That's totally not true. Your frozen yogurt is deliciously tangy.
Yeah, it's just a different flavor.
What about custard?
Yeah,
custard's great.
Different
custard
than
is actually... I would take custard over frozen custard over ice cream.
Or a flan.
But I wouldn't share it with you, no.
Okay.
Not even if it was the last custard on earth.
That's fascinatingly granular that it's like.
Yeah, it started as I had a friend who had the same thing growing up. Like, I don't know who came up with that idea first, but we both sort of like had this discussion one day. We're like, sharing dairy is really gross, and then like I think we described it to the point where it just stuck.
We both threw up.
Yeah, like I couldn't just into the milk that we were sharing.
That's fascinating.
So those are my phobias.
You got any yet, Fela, or are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking. So
you're
phobia,
so brave. You're so brave.
Phobia is an irrational fear, right? That's what we're going with. That's the
not
definition.
Not necessarily.
Isn't it?
I mean,
I thought that it had to be irrational. I mean, like a fear of heights. You know, there's a good reason why you're afraid of being up there. It's
sure,
scary.
But there's a difference between looking over an edge and being like, "Man, this is really high," and not being able to approach an edge. Right.
Well,
one's a phobia. One's a mammalian to seeing a height.
You could even approach an edge, but you have a feeling in your body where you get the chills, like it's like this is kind of this is pretty scary.
Yeah, my butt just starts going backwards and
healthy
towards
caution
the ground
versus
when I get
phobia,
near
right?
If I see anywhere near a ledge, I just do that. Like my body.
Okay, so that's phobia. Okay, so yeah.
My butt drops low.
I could tell about a phobia I used to have.
That it went away?
Yeah.
Was it floral shirts?
Did you beat the phobia?
Well, you conquered it?
Yeah. It was, so as a kid, so I grew up in a Lutheran household.
Was it a commitment?
Christian household. It was not commitment. No, up top, though, up top. Yeah. I grew up in a Christian household, and we had this fire and brimstone preacher who, when I was, first grade, I guess, or even earlier, launched into this series of sermons for a month on the war between heaven and hell. And he coached this in terms of, you know, not Bible stories, but your neighbors are possessed by demons and out to get you.
Oh my God.
And, you know, this is an authority figure, and that freaked me out. And so I had for years this irrational fear of demonic aggressors. And of course, at that same time, movies like Poltergeist came out. And so any kind of like, you know, specter, ghost, the whole litany from the commercial, I was deathly afraid of, you know, like just
Count Chocula
or Count
blueberries.
Chocula.
Maybe you're afraid of blueberries.
Spirits.
Even breakfast was haunted.
Ethereal, incorporeal, malevolent entities, right?
Or your neighbors.
Yeah. Possibly possessing my neighbors and exerting influence to damn you for all of eternity. So this freaked my shit out. But then I played a game called Dungeons and Dragons, and you regularly beat the crap out of those things. And I started to get into other role-playing games like Vampire, where you actually were those things, and got over it. Where I was like, you know what?
I think that's more like you just grew up.
Well, maybe that's what it is then.
You're
but
like,
it was just like,
real.
Either these things won't be able to hurt me because they don't exist, or I can handle my business if they do. Whatever it was, just got over it. But for a while, yeah, that was my thing.
I think,
like,
yeah.
I spent, 2 weekends going through my house and, you know, exercising it using little scraps of lore and spells that I was able to pick up.
Some sage.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what the preacher had in mind.
No, that's where I went, man. I got all into, you know.
I don't think he anticipated that people
Old
would
Testament
therefore
stuff.
Go and
it was
commit
fun.
Dark exorcisms in their homes.
Yeah. But yeah, that was it for me. But nowadays, I don't have phobias so much as I would consider them rational fears, you know, resource depletion, other drivers, you know, water, stuff like that.
There's nothing that you can't, like, you
hurt.
Just can't
yeah,
stand
children getting
being
hurt.
Around or
slow septic
stand
leaks
seeing.
Into public swimming holes.
You're right. Yeah, God, you were out on a lake the other weekend, and it's like, man, these are all just septic systems all around here, unregulated.
Oh,
yeah.
Fears.
No, nothing like that, Josh. I look at them and I get rid of them.
Get out of here, fear.
Pretty much. I go super crazy practical in those kinds of situations.
All right. Well,
there's nothing.
What about, do you
nothing
fear,
but action.
You have like night, do you still have any kind of night horrors or anything? Like any, like when something goes bump in the night, do you have an immediate fear?
Nowadays it's find that thing and make sure it's not a threat to Lando and Darlin.
Got it.
It's like, you know, I run through my checklist of where's my you know, let's not get into details to influence the people, but where is my weaponry? Where is, you know, where are the people I care about?
There was
where is the threat?
There was
it's not a threat.
Company over like a few weeks ago, and they were telling ghost stories. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like telling their like, this is why I think I might believe in ghost stories.
Oh,
and
those are
like
fun.
All these poltergeist things. And then everyone left. And then I was home alone.
I was home alone
and I was like, wow, those were all really scary. Like, I don't have any of those. But then I had a toilet that just started flushing itself.
Yes.
I was like, as I was walking up the stairs, everyone was gone. Toilet flushes. And I'm halfway up the stairs and I was like, no, why is this happening? And I had to go check it out. And like, I had to empirically prove to myself that it was like this toilet
was just
fucking,
a mechanical
failure. So I just
sat
there in this bathroom for like 20 minutes until it did it again. And I was like, all right, it's just this low
flow. But did the handle go down?
No. No.
The mirror started to
drip
blood.
The seal was bad. The seal was bad on the thing. So I had to fix the seal, but I couldn't sleep until I did that.
Yeah, but you went right into the area.
It's not a phobia, no. But I mean, like, I have that active imagination thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
I still have like a fear of little green alien men thing since a sixth grade report on that.
Okay.
But so I don't know if it really qualifies as a phobia. I mean, it's real. There's aliens exist, right? I mean,
sure.
That's gonna happen.
That's a certainty. Yeah, that stuff is fun. Like, we're all gamers, right? So we have a certain amount of self-deception, suspension of disbelief, whatever you want to call it, in order to buy into our chosen form of entertainment, mm-hmm. right? So when people sit around and tell those stories, it's boring stories unless you dive in, right? And convince yourself, like,
yeah,
oh, maybe
if
that's
you're
right.
Listening to them like with the intent to disprove everyone's like,
you're
crazy
not having
stories,
a good time, right?
Like,
what are you even doing?
All right, the Ouija board story is crazy.
Yeah,
I can't
that's
believe
fun.
It spelled your grandfather's name. Right. There's no way you could know that.
Right.
What about you, Josh? Mike's fearless.
I have, like you, a very overactive imagination. But I also have a lot of normal fears, I guess. Bees. I'm afraid of bees. Can't stand bees. Bee gets near me, I will back away until it is not near me. And if it keeps coming at me, I will run away.
I have
Are you
seen this.
To bees?
I saw this in Hawaii. Freaked out.
Yeah, they fly. I can't fly. I have to run.
Can't you?
No, not yet.
I believe it.
Yeah, no, when I was, I think it probably started when I got stung by 20 hornets at once.
Oh, well, no shit. I give you, that's a phobia earned.
But they always kind of creep me out. Like, when I was young, maybe around kindergarten, my brother and this kid right next door, we had this huge bush covered in flowers and there was honeybees all over it. And they were out there petting the bees on their backs, petting the little fuzz.
Oh, the big chunky bumbles?
Just normal little honeybees.
Yeah.
I think maybe there were some bumblebees on there, but they were just out there petting them. You know, and I go out there and I try it for a little bit, get a little creeped out and go back inside. They both, like half an hour later, go running inside screaming. They both got stung by bees.
Right.
But I think the real thing was the hornet's nest.
Yeah,
which,
that sounds horrible.
You know, it didn't feel very good. I had, you know, we're eradicating bees, which, you know, our own fault. This one was too high, so my friend sprayed it with a hose. And instead of attacking him, they all came at me for no reason.
The other guy had a hose.
Yeah, and so I was just sitting there screaming, going, oh, get him off, get him off. And I tell him, spray me with the hose, and he sprayed me with the hose, and that was the only thing that stopped them from continuing
well,
to attack me.
Good thing
he
did that instead of either laughing or running, right?
I think he was shitting his pants, too. Okay. And then his dad went out and took care of all that. And I had
God Jerry's story about the hornet's nest.
Yeah, that was amazing. Let's see. I'm probably not as bad as Brian, but I don't like the open water thing either. Partially because I'm not that great of a swimmer. I don't know how long I could keep afloat. And yeah, I'm not gonna outswim fucking anything.
That's part of my fear is that I feel like I have solid water survival skills.
Uh huh.
So I would just be there with my imagination
as
I slowly died
alone.
Of thirst.
Goes back to your loneliness.
Water, water everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have a fear of falling, not heights. So like I can look over the edge of something. Well, depending on what it is. If there's no rail there, I can kind of creep up and sort of look over and then I have to get away because I think I'm going to fall. I think the ledge will fall away or anything, but I will fall off.
Right.
If there's a nice rail there and I can look over it, you know, it'll be fine.
But as long as I don't sit there too long
and think about it and think I might just fall headfirst over the rail. It's just a fear of falling, actually not of the height itself.
I don't know if that's a phobia.
It is.
This might be self-preservation.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a phobia. I am afraid. There's a video I saw recently of a guy climbing up some sort of antenna pole.
Oh,
and that bothered me so bad because he was free climbing a lot of it and would do it was so high.
Yeah.
It was crazy high. It was in the clouds. I was like, holy shit. How could you ever do that as your job? You should watch that, Brian. It's really bad.
Yeah, you'll hate it. You should watch it.
I mean, it shouldn't give me the chills
gross,
that much, but it bothered me.
No, it's dairy.
Like, I was like, anytime he could just lose his hand and be falling.
I don't understand free climbers. I feel sorry for him, actually, to not have anything worth living for, is what it comes down to. Right?
Like, the only thing they had to live for.
If you care
that
little for your own life.
Like, that's the only thing they live for.
And the people who care about you, that you would risk yourself in that way, it seems incredibly selfish.
Maybe they think they can fly.
Well, maybe they can fly.
Maybe
this is like sort of they have their one talent and they really want to explore it to its fullest.
Yeah.
They can climb things.
But like.
Maybe they just like the really huge paychecks.
Are there huge paychecks?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine so.
Climbing without any protection?
Guys, I did it. I climbed all the way to the top of this thing without any kind of... Guys?
Yeah.
No, but I mean like tree toppers and steel workers and like the guys who climb.
Yeah, those guys have protection though.
Yeah,
like
they...
I assume that the money for that is reasonable. I know tree toppers make a boatload of money.
Yeah, it's a pretty dangerous job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, even better than climbing up the top of really, 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 really tall trees. Climb up the top of really, really tall trees with a chainsaw.
Right.
Yeah. And then lop off the top and hopefully
which changes all the dynamics. Yeah.
Just juggle that chainsaw on up there and cut off the top branches. It's cool.
Yikes.
Anything else? I can make my... See, the thing is I can make myself afraid of a lot of things because of my imagination if I think about it too
much. That goes into the buy-in though,
like
that's your choice.
I can't. Roller coasters used to be super easy for me. I used to love them, and now I can hardly do them because I get too freaked out.
Do you enjoy
them
more though? Like, is that you psyching yourself
like
up
no.
so that when you get up there you're like, wow, that was amazing, instead of like, yeah,
no,
this is
I don't like
tested
it now.
And certified
like,
entertainment device that
I can
I'm
do Space Mountain's okay. It's dark, can't really see anything, but Splash Mountain was the first one that was like, I hate doing this.
Like,
I hate Splash Mountain. I hate seeing down and seeing the spikes. I could, and there's no harness in Splash Mountain. I could fly out of there anytime and impale myself on all those spikes.
Spikes?
The thorns on Splash Mountain. You're going down and you're going into a huge spike bramble of thorns.
Hmm.
And it's really scary before that, too.
Again, like, I think these are self-preservation fears.
I don't know if that's self-preservation or just being super paranoid.
Did anyone else have any weird ones?
I don't think so. I mean, no.
Like from the previous one?
Dirty dishes.
Dirty dishes?
Dirty
I have a fear
dishes.
Of dirty
that's
dishes.
That's just you trying to get out of doing chores, Josh.
No,
you
no,
have
no.
to like, oh, I'm scared. It's a phobia. I can't do them.
No, I will do them, and I will
do
them.
Doctor's note right here.
Yeah.
To completion.
I can't clean toilets either.
Dirty dishes... bother me.
any kind of household chore, actually.
Honestly,
really,
it's just a phobia. It's weird. I know. I know. It's irrational. I know.
No. Like, going over to other people's houses, I have a problem eating off of their dishes unless I, you know, have it convinced in my head these people are super, super clean.
All right. That's
I will,
phobia.
Like,
that's...
I eat off the plate, but I will not scrape the bottom of the plate. I will eat off the utensils, but I will try not to actually get down to where I'm touching the metal and might dislodge something and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yep,
well,
that counts. That totally counts.
That's
you're a real weirdo.
Thanks.
That is bizarre. Oh, my God.
Tap water, I couldn't drink, but I
it's
made
that,
myself
it's really
get used
a fear
to
of heavy metals, right? Ingesting heavy metals.
Dirtiness. dirtiness.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, raccoons for me is like fear clenching in the pit of my belly, okay? The things like, okay, I don't like stopping, I don't like setting, if I'm turning a digital display, like the air conditioning on the car or the volume of something where it's giving me a number, I don't like stopping on odd numbers.
I don't do that either, unless it's a five.
But if you stop on the odd number.
On even numbers. But that's not like fear in the pit of my stomach. Well, that is totally just a superstition. Just an OCD thing,
yeah, that's okay. Different. But if you are getting like, you know, like wanting to itch because of it or like wringing your hands and it's bothering you, then yeah, that's a little more than
idiosyncrasy
just,
versus
well,
phobia.
No, that's not what it is. It's that. Like I just can't do it. It just makes me uncomfortable.
So you have
like,
to change it or you'll just that, deal with it.
That's not a phobia. That's,
no.
It's not like I'm afraid of it. It's
if I'm
just
driving and
that's OCD, actually.
If I'm driving and a street lamp goes out, like in my view, you know, like somewhere along the road,
oh, then Hagrid's
it's
around.
A bad omen, right? Yeah. And I'm
that's
always like,
that's street light interference syndrome. I have to get you're home. A slider.
The aliens might be tracking you.
Yeah. Someone telling me something. It's future Brian being like, don't turn right here.
Future Brian is trying to save the world, but he can only communicate through stoplights and traffic lights.
All right. I guess that's it for everyone, yeah?
Has this been informative
yeah,
for everyone?
That's pretty much it.
Now everyone can prey on all of our fears.
I was thinking that maybe we should just not have done phobias at all. That's too negative. That we should do things that we celebrate, things that make us excited. Just ignore
people
the,
like negative
everything.
Stuff.
Ignore the directive.
For me. Yeah.
They just want what makes us suffer.
I enjoy fireworks and long walks on the beach.
I'm going to open a box that packs.
This right here.
Furious raccoons.
I have a phobia about people who enjoy fireworks and long walks on the beach. Those people.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All
right. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.